Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Beloveds, happy, what is today? Today's Friday. Ooh, happy Friday. Oh, my days are so off on the weeks lately because it's just been busy, but spring is here. It's going to be cute, you know, outfit weather, a little tight, slinky shirts and what? Things like that. I'm excited. I'm so over, like, I'm just, all winter, all I wore was, like, hoodies, like, my big ass, what kind of coat was it that you got me? Carhartt? Yeah. And I praise you for that, babe, because it's just like, it's not the prettiest thing ever, but it's just definitely like...
It's not ugly.
It's not ugly. No, it's fine. It's just a big ass, like, down winter coat. I want to be wearing cute stuff. I'm not in the gym, just cover it all up. And since we've been back on our fitness train, I've been killing it. I hit that 205 in the deadlift. I want to show it off. However, my husband is now trying to limit my wardrobe.
Not limit, just...
Do you know what I'm even talking about?
No.
Did you look at the screen?
No,
did you look at my prep?
No, I didn't.
Okay, are you sure?
Yeah,
I think you're lying to me.
My eyes aren't that good anymore.
No, well. So, there is a piece of clothing, an article of clothing that I really want. I don't really know why. I think I want it more because he doesn't want me to get it. And he's just like, no, no. And you've never... We've been together, married 2.5 years, together 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
And... This is the first piece of clothing that you've said no. Just no. And you don't really say no to me. Have you ever really said no to me, like, ever? Like, in our marriage, like, has there been, like, on your fingers and toes? Can you count? Children.
Yeah.
One more. A third child.
Yeah.
That was one.
Not too many. And I feel like if it's kind of been, like, a suggestion, it's kind of just...
You're just like, okay, whatever. But, yeah, this is the first article of clothing. You're like, no. Mm-mm. No. Absolutely not. Nope. So I ever so desperately want, I don't know why, I just think it's kind of hot, to get Kim Kardashian's nipple bra. The Skims. I have this one on video this time, so I hope you guys just noticed that boombastic side eye, as my son Lyric calls it. I want it. Okay, so if you guys haven't heard about this, it's like a really pretty, like, booby-shaping push-up bra, but it's got pink nipples in it, so you constantly look like you're cold. So last October is when it went for sale online for the first time. It racked up a 250,000 person wait list. It was sold out. It's $62, but they did do it for a good reason. They did it for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, because they're basically saying, for someone that is, you know, had a mastectomy, or, you know, is going through what it would be as a woman to, you know, lose your breasts, because that's a big part of you. It's supposed to be for good, you know, so there's that. And it's available in a bunch of different shades: sand, clay, sienna, bronze, cocoa, onyx. So they said, per the brand, they said the perky underpinnings, huh? The perky underpinnings are an authentic augmentation of the best-selling Ultimate Bra, which offers perfect fullness via tapered foam pads for sexy, natural-looking lift and support. Unlike the original silhouette, the nipple bra is made of soft microfiber fabric and features smoothing wings. What the hell is that? And pinch-free hidden underwire, which is nice. And it's comfortable all day. They said size up if you're in between numbers. So that would be me. Good to know when I buy one.
I mean, couldn't they have supported breast cancer and done that without adding the nipples?
Okay. You know what? It's one of those viral things that it gets the attention and it gets... Hold up. Let me just give you a little bit more info about the bra. So a lot of people were just freaking out about the bra, like you were. But they're saying it's significant for those people, like I said, that have fought breast cancer, or for trans women. So they said it's life-changing for people who've had mastectomies. And it may seem pointless for some, but for others, it's a sense of normalcy after tragedy. You know, one of my besties...
Hard nipples.
Hold on. Our girl Charmin had... you know, a mastectomy at one point. She had cancer. So it's like, if you have a mastectomy, sometimes, you know, you don't have a boob there. Sometimes you don't choose to put, like, an implant in there. So if you're wearing a bra with a nipple, you could just feel a little bit more normal.
I mean, my grandma went through breast cancer. I don't think, like,
well, your grandmother was also not, you know, millennial Gen Z. Your grandmother was born in what? 1930 something?
No, not that old.
Well, I don't know. Like, I don't really have a grandmother. When was she born? She passed away at 80 something. So, and yeah. She got married when she was 16 years old. She was with your grandfather for I mean, she was 80 something, 84 when she passed away. So I don't really, I mean, I don't think she was alive when she, when this happened last October.
No.
So I don't think your grandmother is a fair assessment. Yes, I understand you're very sensitive to that subject, but yeah. So a lot of other people, like Samantha Jones, or otherwise known as Kim Cattrall, or that's actually her real name, she modeled for Skims and she says nipples are in at the moment. But then Kim Kardashian went on her Instagram, and for their campaign, she said the Earth's temperature is getting hotter and hotter. The sea levels are rising. The ice sheets are shrinking, and I'm not a scientist, but I do believe everyone can use their skill set to do their part. That's why I'm introducing the brand new built-in nipple. So no matter how hot it is, you'll always look cold. Some days are hard, but these nipples are harder. And unlike icebergs, these aren't going anywhere. So here's the cool part about it. The brand's going to give 10% of sales from the nipple bra as a one-time donation to 1% of the Planet, which certifies companies that donate a portion of sales to environmental nonprofits. So, I mean, it's a good thing. Why can't I wear this bra?
I thought it was for breast cancer.
That was last time they did it. This time is different. Why can't I wear this? Why? Well, don't just stare at me.
Well, because it's like, when you're going to wear it, it's going to be hot outside. So It's like, if it's not cold, it's like, are you happy to see me? Like, I just, I don't know. I think the whole thing's just a dumb idea. Really.
Okay. Easy. Not the dumb idea, like supporting the charities and supporting people that would maybe actually need this.
No, but
it
might
be just a stupid idea for me.
Like, I think you could have done a lot of other things for charity.
Okay,
rather
but
than
they
like
didn't.
Sell like
they
hard
didn't.
Nipples. I don't know. Just
Marshall, I don't mean, get me canceled, sir. It's a good idea for people that need a sense of normalcy.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think that would be like a sense of normalcy that like.
Well, you've never been a woman. Were you born with nipples? Do you have nipples that milk? No, you don't. So there's that.
I mean, if we're talking.
Don't even go talking. There, sir. Stop it. I will say, like, you know, he's probably gonna make fun of me because I, you know, when a lot of things were going on and I was breastfeeding at the time, and a lot of people were saying like it's not breastfeeding anymore, it's chest feeding. I did have my fair share of like, you know, yelling about that. But I was currently hooked up to the udder sucker. Those of you that have done that and pumped, you understand what I'm saying. But we're not going to get political on this podcast. No, sir, you're not getting me canceled. Don't do it.
I was thinking Robert De Niro.
What?
The Robert De Niro line, they meet the fuckers. I have nipples too, Greg. Can you milk me?
Okay. But I want to know why it is you say that I should not wear this bra. Tell me. Besides just thinking, whatever. Let's put aside your beliefs in terms of like it being a marketing thing that's not that cute. Why don't you want your wife to wear this bra?
You're gonna walk around and look like you're excited to see everybody, you know? Like,
do I get excited? Is that what happened? Well, you know, we're not gonna get that personal. Maybe we are. Yeah, that's not the first thing that happens to me when I get aroused, sir. You ought to know that. Am I going too far?
Yeah, but they don't know that. I don't know. It's just a weird.
What if I wore it to the gym?
No.
See what I mean? I think you've said no more to me in this, you know, what are we, 8 minutes in the podcast than you ever have in our relationship. So I don't understand this. And I'm not going to get into that. I'm aligning with the whole free the nipple thing or the feminist movement. I think that's all great for anybody that wants to, you know, shout out.
I mean, there's plenty of countries you could go to where, you know, you could.
What? Just free the nipple?
I mean, yeah, it's like.
Okay, stop it. You're trying to get me canceled. Please. We got through a lot of times where I was on the air in terrestrial radio and speaking about things, and I'm not going to tell you which way, either or, that we didn't agree with. You're not getting me canceled now, damn it. But I just, okay, so you don't think that, you said to me the first time I showed this to you, and I was a little sneak ass, is I was just like, look, babe, I got this, I want to get this new bra. And usually you're like, oh, okay, half paying attention to me. And you were like, no. It's inappropriate. I want to say this, and I know you're going to roll your eyes so far back into your head, and hopefully I get a good one here because it's epic. This is where you think Malin's side eyes from me only partly. You walk around with your nipples exposed. Why can't I? What?
It's much different.
Why?
It's been... Because, like, that's a intimate part for women.
It's not an intimate part for me. I twink your nipples all the time, even as much as you hate it. Okay. So basically, Marshall is like very, obviously he's very progressive because he has to be married to me, but you're sort of old school in that way. You don't want me to be demure, right?
No.
Do I need to explain what demure means? I can't even say the word as I'm sitting here trying to make fun of him for not knowing it. you don't want me to be like dowdy and like just basic. And it's not that you don't want to be sexy. You just don't want my nipples pinking at everybody.
Yeah, you can. I think you dress very like classy in how you do. So
I do have a rule with clothing. Just a quick side note. It's like for me, it's legs or boobs, not both. Well, like if you're going to show off the legs, you're not showing off the tits. If you're going to show off the booty, maybe everything else is a little bit less out there.
So like I'll put this out there.
Okay.
Like
you scare me.
We obviously have boys.
Yeah.
But like if you were a parent and your daughter saw this, that was like 15 or 16 years old, is this something that you would buy her?
First of all, I would not be buying my daughter a 50, what is it, $62? Hold on. I would not be buying my daughter a $62 bra. We can go to TJ Maxx and get you one for $17.
But say that wasn't a factor.
I don't have daughters. You didn't give me those.
Would you think it would be appropriate for Alicia to wear in like
my niece who's 20? Mm-hmm. If she wanted to?
No, like I'm talking like high school.
We're not talking about high school, though. But these are not marketed for people in high school. We're not talking about children. We're talking about a grown-ass 42-year-old married mother of two. I'm asking about me. This is what he does, friends. Every time I ask him a specific question he doesn't want to answer, he will pull these things out of the sky to divert. You would have made a good lawyer. Let me just tell you. Why not for me?
I already told you.
I mean, first of all, I know Lyric would hate it because he's getting to that age where he understands it's time to like, you know, cover up. You can't be like running around the house
See?
Naked.
Even an 8-year-old understands.
Hold
why
the phone. Don't you dare, boy. Remember the first words I ever said to you in text after you asked me on a date? I said, you're going to school me. No. Lyric now, like, because he's basically boob height on me, like when he gives me a hug, he'll purposely like kind of pull away or turn away. He's trying to be very appropriate because we're teaching him, you know, even though we're your parents, you can't be running around the house like naked anymore. You're older than that now. Mm-hmm. So I get that part, but what if I was just wearing a shirt with a bra that was like, because you don't know this because you don't really necessarily know bras like I do in terms of how they're constructed. I don't ever wear like a quote t-shirt bra that's like super thin that would show off a nipple because my tatas have been, the life has been sucked out of them and that wouldn't look cute on me. So my bras are like the thick girls and they hold the shit up and it's like there's you know, a lightly lined padding in there. Like, but what if I was to buy what they call a t-shirt bra or an ultra thin bra and my nipples were sticking out? Would you hate that too? Like if I naturally like looked like I was chilling?
I mean, I think that's a little bit different.
Why? Would you tell me to go change?
I'm not saying like I think that'd be.
Would you tell me to go change? If I was wearing a lightly, like a very sheer bra and my nipples were saying howdy to everybody, would you tell me to go change? Or ask me, because you don't tell me to do shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would? Even if it was like a fashion statement, like say we were going to the NF concert, which I can't wait. We're going, what is this, next month?
Yeah, I think it's a couple weeks.
If I was wearing that to that kind of a concert, it's going to be dark anyway. It's like foreplay. No?
Yeah. I mean,
hold on. How is it okay for me to wear it to an NF concert when I'm with you, but I can't just wear it? That's nipple bra when I'm with you.
It's different though.
Everybody and their damn mom knows that I'm married. Everybody.
I don't think everybody, but I don't.
You don't think everybody?
It's like, it's.
Hold up. Prime example. That one time I was going into the cigar lounge and I was irritated with you and I had to go take a break. And one dude comes up to me and he was like, hey, ignored him. Hey, ignored him. Come on, smile. And what did I do? I turned around and gave him the death stare. And I said, sir, is there any part of me right now that resonates an aura that I want to speak to you? I felt bad too because I felt like I had crushed his whole world. But dude, don't. And I never, like, we don't have naked fingers, as they say. Like, I don't give off the aura that you get to come up to me ever. I'll tell you what. There was a trainer at the gym, not the home gym that I used to go to all the time, but the other one. He said to me once, he was just like, oh, you know what? Like, I've seen some RBFs in this gym. I really have. But yours really scared me. Well, good. You know? And side note, if you see me in the gym, please say hi. But I kind of want to buy this just to see what you'll say. I just want to like see. Come on, don't you don't just want to see it on? You don't think it would be hot like if it was me and you?
That's different.
I'm not talking about in the bedroom. I'm talking about if we were out and we're a couple, let's play like we don't have kids and we're out there and like just into each other and the whole world doesn't matter. You don't think that this would be hot? No?
No.
Yeah, he's not a nipple guy. He's not a boob guy. He's an ass guy.
But like that's, I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
You don't like
just,
it?
No, I don't.
If I was just a girlfriend, would this bother you so much?
I think I'm pretty like across the board.
It's if not I
like
was it's... a side piece, would you find it hot? There's that boombastic side eye. Ah, I got it on tape. Woo!
I don't know. I just I think there's a. I mean, that's the thing. It's like make what you want to make, sell what you want to make, or sell what you want. But I don't know. I think there's a lot of shit out there that's just like, why?
Obviously, there's a lot of marketing idiocy out there that, you know, became big and viral and made a lot of money, like Crocs. I'm still there. The only time Crocs are cute are on nurses and on our son, Malin, who has an adorable pair for they got for his birthday. But on, and you know what's sad is I want to wear those Crocs. I got Crocs from a listener. I love you, love you, love you guys for sending me those. Because they were like blush. They were my color. They were customized with little like, what are they? The pegs that go in them. What are they called? The charms. And I might wear them this summer. I might. But I just. There's certain things. You wanted that damn Dunkin' Donut suit that just came out recently. Dunkin's? The track suit.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Dunkin's.
Okay. You can wear that when I can wear the nipple bra.
That's completely different.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, no. I said it's not.
That
no.
is like oil and water.
Okay. Apples and oranges, maybe, Marshall?
No, like oil and water. They don't mix. They're
okay, but apples and oranges, you're trying to compare two things. We're not trying to mix them.
I know. I'm just saying they're complete opposites.
But then you would say apples and oranges, not oil and water. You say oil and water when something doesn't mix, like when it doesn't get along, not when they're not comparable.
Well, still.
Schooled. Boom.
Well, I could go into the.
Oh my God. Don't even. Not on my podcast, sir. Remember, this is really Riley. They also have dupes for this bra on TikTok that are like $15. Oh my God. I got a third boombastic side. I can't wait to show you guys this video.
So what? The Chinese company that makes it isn't selling to a different Chinese company that's then cutting the price.
We're not, okay, you need to really stop with all that because you're really trying to get me, like, obviously you guys can tell Marshall's like certain views in life and we don't do that on this podcast and or the video now. Chill. But I don't know, I kind of still want it.
Mm.
Can I just get it? You know, first of all, this is probably the most times I've said, can I to you in the since I've met you. Period. So relish this. Take that video and put it in your favorites box and watch it every single time you're sad because this probably won't happen again. But
I could bring Malin in here. He can say, no, no, no.
Don't bring the baby in this. Don't use Malin as weaponizing me. No, no. The nipples that I'm trying to show off fed him and nourished him in the beginning of his life.
Well,
so
you're not trying
I
to show
win.
Off those. You're trying to show off.
Because mine suck. Because I've got silver dollars that are not cute. Sorry. Is that too much? Yeah. Sorry. My bad. But I think I've said that before, though. Any whizzlebees, I think I still want to get it. What do you guys think? Should I put up a poll, maybe, and see if I should get it or not? I'm going to show you guys the photo of this, too, and put it on my Instagram. Because I just think it's cute.
Mm-hmm.
You're no fun. You're an old fuddy-duddy. It's fashion. All's fair in love and fashion.
That's not fashion.
My last name is Couture.
I know, but that's not fashion.
Why not? Oh, says the one that the only four
artificial
colors.
Nipples
no, no, no.
is not
you will
fashion.
Not on this podcast hail to the mother. No, you will never ever on Really Riley try to tell me what fashion is. No, sir. Absolutely not. Because your main staples in fashion, and if anything veers from this, it's because I influenced it, are T-shirts, denim, T-shirts, hoodie, denim, T-shirts, tank top in the summer, and workout wear. And all the colors in your closet are OD green, black, gray, white, navy. And if there's any additions to that, it's because I put them there. So we're not going to school Miss Riley Couture on the fashion on my podcast, my love.
I mean, I don't think my fashion reflects the fact that artificial nipples are not fashion.
I didn't say that. I said that your opinion on fashion is not valid when you're trying to stand it up to mine. That's what I said. Don't school me, friend. Don't do it. Have you ever been able to do that? I talk for a living, my love.
Do a poll.
Fine. I will. Gosh, you annoy me, but I love you.
Love you too.
I still think I should get the bra.
No.
Okay, you know what? Well, I make my own money. Damn it. One of these days when I'm mad at you, I'm just going to prance around the house in it. I got to know what you guys think. Huh?
What?
What'd you say?
Nothing.
What did you say? I can play it back. What did you say?
I said Micah missing a laundry. dryer.
Okay, and so will your favorite freaking, what is it? What's that hoodie that you love so much? The what is it? No one's coming for you or something like that? What brand is that you like?
Well, there's a couple.
Flag nor fail. Ha! Your favorite I talk for a living, I swear. Your favorite flag nor fail hoodie will end up with bleach on it. And then I'll just take a kiss mark with my lips and go, mwah, and you'll know exactly why. Don't play me. Don't play me. I will always win, sir. Because, yeah. Welcome to marriage, friends. I love you. Okay, I want to know what you guys think. Hit me up at reallyrileypodcast@gmail.com. You can DM me as well at reallyrileypodcast on Instagram. Hopefully you guys are liking the new videos I put up. You get to see a little bit more of the studio and, you know, watch me and my silly little like reactions to things and all that. Riley at Riley Couture also. And if you want to see a lot of the new spring stuff I have for my Crystal Intention candle business, House of W by Riley on Instagram. And also the tickets for my vision board event that's coming up May 5th at Bull House Winery, partnered up with Beauty Boots Baltimore. They're going pretty quickly. So I would get on this. There's wine flights available. I've been working like a mad woman in my workshop to put together the goodie bags that I give away. And I'm also giving away some different products that I haven't before for those of you that have been already. And thank you, thank you, thank you to the We Got This Army that signed up. Perk of the We Got This Army is they got the info on these tickets first. They also got a really deep discount on them. So if you want to sign up, you probably should. You guys get a welcome package and a welcome goodie. It's $7 a month. And it also supports the Really Rally podcast. Keeps those purple-ish lights on behind me. And you can also do it yearly if you want, but go do that. And if I don't say this, my husband won't be like, meh, 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 meh. Please do me a favor, like, subscribe, share the podcast, leave a review, because we are trying to take this damn thing to the moon. And if you want to follow Marshall, he is on Instagram at the Fit Marshmallow, like the food, not the color, and at the Lawn Care Poppy. And you need to get on TikTok, by the way, sir.
It's just,
do it.
It's too many things.
For me, please.
Maybe. Don't get the brawl.
That's not fair. Any hoozlebees. Goodbye. I love you. Thank you guys for listening. It's really Riley.